And as some students return to in-person learning, schools across the country are taking steps to curb the spread of COVID-19.
One of those schools is Baylor University. Students are required to get tested regularly, and those who don't will face punishment. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin reports from Waco, Texas.
Yeah, it's back to school for many college students, and every campus across the country has taken such a different approach when it comes to this pandemic. And school leaders here at Baylor University tell me that they're actually taking one of the more aggressive stances that they have seen to this virus, requiring all staff and students to test weekly, and there are consequences for skipping those tests.
Just like it is for everyone with COVID, everyone's getting used to the changes, and I just think it's the new normal.
Baylor is impressive. The sprawling campus is home to about 15,000 students, about 2 hours south of Dallas. The kind of students who just seem happy to be there, especially during the throes of endless rules and changes that a global pandemic demands.
So if that's what keeps us here at school, honestly, I'm okay with it because I would rather be here than doing school at home all alone.
But this semester, the school ramping up its safety standards.
Our testing program is inclusive of all students, faculty, and staff.
Dr. Shara Hines is Baylor's Dean of Students. She says the university has pivoted from random testing in the fall to mandatory weekly tests this spring. Sanctions for skipping are strict.
First missed test is basically a grace. The second missed test means that they can no longer participate in co-curricular programming. So the third missed test means that we will turn off their Wi-Fi access for the remainder of the semester.
A fourth strike, and you could be out for failing to comply with school rules, an assignment that students said they had no choice but to get on board with quickly.
I definitely think it's a little too harsh. I feel like missing two is kind of reasonable because you never know what happens throughout a week.
I mainly saw the Wi-Fi thing. I was like, oh, that's kind of absurd. Like, they're gonna take away our Wi-Fi, but I mean, it's not that difficult to just go in and get tested.
They've turned lawns into temporary testing sites. These tents now where every member of the Baylor community checks in for a scheduled swab.
They give you a barcode, you walk in, you scan it, sanitize your hands, sit at a table. It's self-administered testing. You swab your nose and they'll send your results.
And throughout the day, those samples are taken here, the multi-million dollar lab that Baylor had built to get results turned around in 24 hours.
And then it brings it over here.
News Nation given a behind the scenes tour with the CEO of My Labs Direct, Justin Simmons. His company was contracted to run the lab. He says his team worked nonstop through the holiday season to prepare for demand.
We're averaging 27 to 2800 with the high end. I think we did 3100 one day this week, and then the aim is to be able to basically test anywhere between 15,000 to 17,000 lives every single week.
Once the patient's results are verified, he or she is sent a notification through the testing app on their phone, Baylor choosing the PCR test for accuracy.
PCR is the gold standard, and I think that's why the university made this investment. There's a number of alternatives. All things considered, it's extremely accurate. I would say 99% accurate.
And for students who ace the test and stay on top of appointments, they're given meal vouchers and the chance of a $5,000 grand prize to use toward tuition. Freshmen like Kendall Bakon say it's been bearable because she doesn't know any different.
Although, like, our social events are being canceled and we can't do all the fun things that used to happen on campus, I think that what we are allowed to do, especially with the restrictions, is a lot more than most people, so I really can't complain about it.
And the Dean of Students telling me those consequences are final. So, for example, if you do get your Wi-Fi taken away from you, you can't get it back until next semester when testing starts back up again. And school officials tell me that Baylor is one of only about 20 in the country requiring 100% weekly testing. Reporting in Waco, Texas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.